We're all likely familiar with the old adage about real estate, location, location, location. Well, when it comes to trees, many communities are now saying diversify, diversify, diversify. And it's for this reason. Neighborhoods with big leafy tree canopies increase the value of homes. They also make a neighborhood a better place to live. But pests can kill many trees quickly, especially if most of the trees are of one variety. As Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports, some communities are now hedging their arboreal bets.
Imagine 1,700 graceful ash trees, 40 feet tall, lining the streets and public areas of your neighborhood and turning glorious colors each fall. It's what the Winterset area of Lee's Summit, Missouri looked like. Until it didn't.
Seeing a lot of smaller trees.
I'm touring it with developer David Gale.
So that's where an ash tree would have been.
And the trees are gone because of emerald ash borers, beetles from Asia, and Gale regrets ever planting so many of them.
Yeah, that ended up being a major mistake because we did a monoculture of ash trees. So the dumbass developer thought, this is great, ash trees are native.
Are you referring to yourself in that sentence?
Yeah, I've got to be clear, the mistake was mine.
Variety is now the name of the game. In 2021, the Winterset Homeowners Board finished replacing its ill-fated single-species treescape with lindens, black gums, oaks, and a variety of other trees.
We need to learn this lesson.
Trees are an investment, and Kim Bomberger with the Kansas Forest Service helps communities diversify their portfolios. Over the decades, landscapers, city planners, and developers across the country went all in for elms or maples or Bradford pear trees.
I've done inventories where I've gone to roll into a neighborhood, and as far ahead as I could see, it was all pin oaks.
These monocultures are fragile. One pest and they're toast. Dutch elm disease devastated elms. Oak wilt thrives on pin oak.
When we plant a wide diversity of species, we're helping guard against catastrophic loss.
Loss to whatever new pest will arrive next, and loss to extreme weather due to climate change. Overland Park is one Kansas City suburb that hears the message loud and clear because nearly a third of its street trees are maples. That's like investing too much in one stock. So last year, the city put the kibosh on adding any more maples along streets and in new developments. A good move, says Bomberger.
I believe they are correct. There's an insect called the Asian longhorn beetle that's in states in the eastern part of this country. Maple is going to be kind of like candy to this insect.
A major blow to a city canopy has many consequences. Kevin Boyle is an economist who heads the real estate program at Virginia Tech. When he and his wife bought a house in 2016, they set about planting trees.
You know, somebody just mentioned to us the other day, boys, that's really going to increase your property value. And my response was, yeah, you're right. I know from the numbers it will.
Mature canopies can add thousands of dollars to a home's resale value, which boosts tax bases for cities and schools. So, yeah, cities get nervous when they hear that different pests in different regions are killing off concentrations of pines, hemlocks, walnuts. Boyle has studied some of the hard-hit areas.
When trees are damaged and dying, it reduces the value of properties.
Plus, there's the price of removing and replacing so many trees. That cost Winterset in Lee's Summit, Missouri, nearly $500,000. And it'll take decades to get a mature canopy again, like this one in Manhattan, Kansas.
I'm walking down just a little residential street. The birds are really singing this morning. Baltimore Oriole chicks right here in the canopy.
Not only do these trees provide habitat for wildlife, they also temper the dog days of summer, cut AC bills, help prevent flooding. Scientists predict hotter summers and heavier rains here, so that's a big deal. But ultimately, the reason people pay more to live in a leafy neighborhood like this one may just come down to how it makes us feel when we crack a window in the morning and hear flycatchers, wrens, orioles, and finches all serenading a single street. For Here and Now, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.